The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 146 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everybody? I'm getting better. Let me put it that way. You might notice my voice is a little bit different. About 3 weeks ago, I either caught a nasty case of the flu or I stepped out into the street and got run over by a truck. I can't be for sure which one, because I think they both feel the same. 3 weeks ago, I can remember going out for a very small run. It was on a Monday, and I recorded a tiny little bit for my buddy Derek over at Marathon Journey, the podcast. And I remember mentioning in that I had slowed my ratio down, done some more walking. I was getting a slight little cough. I assumed I was coming down with one of my colds that knocks me out for a couple of days. But within a couple of days after that, I was pretty much in bed and not able to do anything. And that lasted for, well, today's Friday. So in a few days, it'll be 3 weeks. And that Monday was the last day that I ran. So it's coming up on 3 weeks with no running for me, driving me nuts, as you can imagine. So today I am out on a very short walk. I got some pretty heavy drugs. The flu actually turned into a pretty nasty case of bronchitis, and was sent to the hospital for some chest x-rays. The doctor was pretty certain I had pneumonia, but I did not, thank goodness. She gave me some pretty heavy drugs, some steroids, some antibiotics, as well as some sort of a inhaler kind of thing. And I've got 2 or 3 days left on the antibiotics, sleeping way better, and I'm pretty certain I'm going to survive now, so. Some of you are aware of this. Some of you reached out to me because you had seen that either my Fitbit steps pretty much fell off the end of the world, or some of you follow me on Daily Mile or Garmin Connect. I got a nice email from my buddy David Foss, who was wondering. And when I replied that it was the flu, excuse me, that was the flu, but I was feeling a little better. He made some comment that he had seen I hadn't posted a run in a few weeks and was hoping that it was because I was on some tropical vacation and dropped my Garmin off the end of the scuba boat. And honestly, I really wish that was the story. But anyway, for those of you who have reached out to me, thank you very, very much. It's very touching to know people realize that you're gone for a while and wondering where in the heck you're at. So how about enough whining from me? I'm on the mend. And let's get to the good stuff. There are a lot of people still training for life, for races and even coming back from worse injuries than the flu and a nasty case of bronchitis. So let's check out that good stuff, and you and I will chat a little bit at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Kevin, hi, it's me, your friend from Spain. I enjoyed listening to your podcast the other day, your extra mile-a-thon. You had a lot of submissions to deal with, mostly from JD, but we managed to get a few words in as well. It was nice to hear from the other people who subscribe and submit to your podcast. Up we go on the Stations of the Cross. I'm not sure what undécima estación stands for. I think it means the 11th. Décima is 10, and undécima would be 1 and 10, 11, as I'm being chased up the hill by a little pooch and his or her owner. I saw them on the way up. We are hiking together, but on different legs of the switchback. Yep, so this one is the duodecima, which would be the duodecimo, the 12, coming to the end of my pilgrimage, passing the 13th station of the cross. It looks like there's going to be one more, and then I will be exposed to the wind as I make my way onto the trail, which will take me back on the sender to my apartment for my last day, my last full day in Cullera, just passing the 14th. Oh, was it 14th? Let me check. It was in Roman numerals. I think it was 14. As I hear the quarter to chimes from the clock tower of the sanctuary on the top of Cullera Mountain, I will say goodbye to you and all the extra mile listeners all over the world. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Chris reporting from Central Maryland. Last time I spoke with you guys, right at the new year, I was actually in South Carolina visiting family. Back up here in Central Maryland, enjoying a cold and snowy winter. However, I've been able to manage my training runs pretty well, and even when we had the blizzard in early February, or maybe it was late January, I don't remember at this point, we got 34 inches of snow over a weekend. I was able to shift my training schedule around and actually did not miss a run because of finagling the schedule, so that was kind of encouraging. I'd been meaning to get a submission in before the most recent podcast went out, kept telling myself to do it, and then something would come up and I'd forget to do it. So I'm taking care of this now as I wait to pick up my kids from school here in late February. But it's been an eventful year so far, at least with running. I started this year setting several goals for PRs, and ironically, granted, all these have happened on training runs and not in official races, so count them or don't count them, I've actually already met those goals for 5K length, 10K, and half marathon distances on the year as far as times. I got my 5K under 24 minutes in a training run. I got my 10K under 49 at this point, and most recently, about 2 weeks ago, I did a half marathon training run in an hour and 48, which I was thrilled with. So the training is coming well. I've got a 5K coming up in March here in my hometown, which they're just 5Ks at this point are just fun. Looking forward to doing some 10Ks and again a couple of half marathons later on in the year to really kind of push myself. But hoping that that 5K in March goes well. So everything is really good on that end. The weight loss thing, over the past year, as I talked about in the last submission, I dropped from 298 down to about 206. And I'm kind of stuck in a plateau anywhere between 200 and 205. I really want to see the scales go under 200 at least once so I can officially say I've hit my target weight. But I feel great. Things are going well, so I'm not going to complain about the plateau, even though it's so close to the goal for what I'm going for. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your winter runs. Those of you that are able to run outside, enjoy it when you can, because I know winter sometimes makes that tough. Spring is coming, and look forward to hearing all the submissions on the next podcast. Have a good one, y'all.
Good afternoon, Kevin, and all you extra milers. My name is Joe, and like David, I live in southeastern Massachusetts. And I think from listening to David's posts, we probably live one or two towns apart, but we've never met. So hopefully this podcast, I'll be able to meet him at some point. But I just want to introduce myself. I've been a longtime listener to the podcast, enjoy listening to all of your training updates, race reports, life updates. But I've never actually called in, so this is my first time, and hopefully it won't be my last time. I'll give you a little bit of background. I ran a long time ago in college and in high school, took a long time off, and have recently come back. You know, my goal, like a lot of other folks, is just to be consistent, lose some weight, and have fun. Biggest problem for me is I've had some health issues in the past. Like Kevin, I suffer with AFib. And I've had a cancer scare, but we're getting through all that, so everything looks good. And right now, one of my biggest issues is just I live in southeastern Massachusetts, but I work in Boston, so I have a commute that lasts about an hour and a half to 2 hours each way. So that eats up into my time and my ability to get out and get some runs in. So we're trying to work through that, but, you know, we generally try to get out three or four times a week. Usually later at night and on the weekends. Right now, my racing plans, I really don't have any. I'm signed up for a half marathon in September at Virginia Beach, the Rock and Roll Virginia Beach Half Marathon. I'm not someone who races a lot, but my wife and I look at running events as an excuse to go on an extended vacation or long weekends in some city, so I'm sure I'll find another race at some point. But again, just wanted to introduce myself, tell you all how much I enjoy listening to this podcast and to all of your updates, and please keep them coming. And I know with the spring racing season coming, I know we'll have a lot of cool updates from all of you guys. So thanks for putting out the podcast, Kevin. Thank you all for submitting. Hopefully I'll become a regular and give you some regular updates on where I am. So this is Joe from southeastern Massachusetts signing off. Take care, guys.
Well, hello, Kevin, all you extra milers. This is Jim, recording from South Central Pennsylvania on a 10-mile run. Probably my last, or at least next to last, prior to the Chattanooga Marathon next week. I think I'll probably do another 10 tomorrow, as long as the weather holds out, but otherwise this will be it, and then I have to do some sort of a taper prior to race day. But feeling pretty good. I am certainly thinking I'm in good enough shape to finish under 5 hours, doing a 50-20 run walk, which is good enough for right now. And I will, of course, have the wonderful company of my good buddy and fellow extra miler, Tim Cleary, who of course lives in the area. And it sounds like we will be running next to each other for the first two. Because my habit is to not kick the Galloways in until I stretch the legs out a bit. So 2 miles seems to work for me. And at mile two, I'll kick in the Galloways. So at which point, I think Tim's going to continue to do what he's trained for, which was not 50-20s. But it sounds like he thinks we're not going to be that far apart on finish times. I don't know. I still think the guy's going to beat me, but it's okay. It's his town. He should have first dibs on the post-race beer. Just fair, you know? But I'm looking forward to seeing a new place. Should be fun. Got a little bit of a calm patch here, but it's kind of a blustery day today. But warm enough to be outside, and more importantly, dry enough to be outside. I don't know about any of you guys, but I've just recently been having a lot of trouble trying to do any miles on a treadmill. Was a day when I could do, I'm just insane miles. I used to do 20 milers, you know, 5 miles at a time, take a break, five more, take a break, and so forth. And now my brain just starts screaming if I even think about doing five on a treadmill. I just really, really like being outside a whole lot more. So there it is. A little shout out to my buddy, Mark Robert Sands. And good luck with his series of Rochester races. Or as they say in the area, Ra-cha-cha. My sister actually lives in Irondequoit, so for those of you familiar, it is the suburb of Rochester. It is the home of the House of Guitars, which, if you like guitars, is a good place to visit. A really famous musician has been to the House of Guitars and written his or her name on the wall. My teens, and I was going to be a rock star. My buddy Joe and I made many an hour and 45 minute pilgrimage out to the House of Guitars. Just kind of putz around and daydream, pretty much. Cool place. Cool, cool place. Well, I don't think I have much more. Of course, a walk right here. We have all things political going on right now, but it's not really what this podcast is about. I mean, I wouldn't want to trump the main purpose of this podcast. I'm just kind of hoping I can just keep on cruising, and hopefully I'll make it up the next Hillary. So, but you know, it's a good thing about running. I'm done. I have a bit of an appetite, so I can head off to KFC and say hello to Colonel Sanders. Don't want to eat too much fried chicken though, because otherwise it's probably a trip to the doctor, and I've been there before. Who needs that? For summertime we could probably play Marco Polo, but it's not, so you know, that's what we got. Hey, hang on a second, I got a sneeze coming up here. Jesus! I'm sorry. Just a bit of a sneeze there. So, that's all I got. So, take care, everybody, and you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Katie from Houston. Hey, I just finished episode 145. Thanks. It was a long one. I actually listened to the rest of it on the way to work this morning. And when I heard it, I figured I better call in since the first caller came from Rochester, Mark. I grew up there. Mark, hello. And then the next from Jim. And, of course, Jim's from Syracuse, where I went to college and spent a few years. So I figured that was a sign I should probably call you guys and let you know what's going on. So it's been a busy 4 or 5 months. I did have 2 marathons and 2 half marathons in there. Unfortunately, I missed the Jeff Galloway 13.1 down in Atlanta. I ran it virtually, but we moved into our new house finally that week, and the choice was go or stay here and help my husband unpack. So unfortunately, you know what I had to do. I had to stay here. So I'm really sorry I missed it. It sounds like you guys had an amazing time. Wish I was there, but I'll be there next year. And everything else is going fine. I did go down and run. I ran the Marine Corps Marathon in October, which was fabulous as always. It was a beautiful day, and that's just a tremendous race, tremendous run, and it was great. Did the virtual Jeff Galloway 13.1, and then in January we went down to Florida to the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, and I was there with my eldest daughter, a good friend, and her eldest child, and then my aunt and her youngest, who's the same age by, I guess he's like 4 days younger than my eldest daughter, so he's my cousin. Anyway, we ran that race together, and we had a great time being there together, but I'll tell you, I was not a real fan of that weekend. There were just so many people. The parks were great, but, you know, getting up so early, having to be over there at like 4 o'clock in the morning and wanting to go to the parks and do different things. And then the race itself, I ran 14.4 miles on a half marathon course. It was just so packed with people, particularly there in the middle. Anyway, if you really want to run and you're a serious runner, it's probably not the right half marathon for you. But it was good for everybody else. They had a good time. Everyone completed their first half except for me. I don't know how many I've done, but it was great for them. And it was good to be together with family and friends. So thrilled that I did it. And then the following weekend here in Houston was the Houston Marathon. So it was a lot of running, and I'm just kind of feeling a little burnt out. I ran for about 2.5 hours 2 weekends ago, trying to keep, you know, 2.5 to 3 hour runs once a month in my bag of tricks so that I'm prepared at any time to go do another half or start building up to another full. But we'll see. I've actually, Kevin, joined a gym too. I started in September. It's so flat here, and I'm having a heck of a time getting any kind of hill workout in, and I didn't have my treadmill back yet since we were still in a rental house. I didn't have all my things. So I joined this Orange Theory Fitness Center, and this is not an advertisement, but I'll tell you, I really like the workout a lot. And since, I guess, December, I've been trying to get there 2 days a week. I was going 1 day a week up until, I guess, just before December, right after Thanksgiving. And you do a cardio, about half of it's cardio, and the other half is weights, a little bit of rowing, and then a lot of time on the treadmill. So most days you're on the treadmill between, I don't know, 24 and 30 minutes or so. But you do a lot of speed work. You do a lot of elevation training. So it's really been very good for me, and I'm really enjoying it. Certainly running a lot faster. Of course, you know, not taking any walk breaks when you're on the treadmill, but it's a really efficient way to burn some calories, and I'm enjoying the weights and the variety and the pace and so on. It's all done within 55 minutes or so. Anyhow, that's what's going on here. So a mix of personal update, race report, and, you know, just keeping the training going. I think I'm done with marathons, although, as you all know, I've quit several times before, but this may actually be it. Hope you're all doing really well and you're all having great weather. It's the trees are already budding here. This is the first week in March, so it's absolutely beautiful. But the heat will come. All right, everybody, have a great day wherever you are and look forward to hearing from all of you soon. Bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Derek from Oroville, California, home of MarathonJourney.com and Marathon Journey, the broadcast, in the foothills of the beautiful Sierra Nevada, with a life update. I wish I could say that this submission was completely spontaneous, but I would be lying if I said that. Although scarcely a week goes by without the thought of recording a submission to the extra mile running through my head, as is often the case, life gets in the way, at least until I was shaken back into reality by a submission that Kevin made to my show. Yes, I was shamed into sending this recording, and even so, it was difficult to sit down and attempt to encapsulate all of my thoughts because a lot has happened since I checked in here last. I managed to finish marathon number 22 for me at the California International Marathon. My wife and I made yet another transit of the Panama Canal. Our daughter got married in the most Disney-esque wedding and reception that this world has ever seen. My cat died, and I quit signing up for marathons. Yes, you heard me correctly. For now, I've got to keep the mileage low enough to stave off the orthopedic surgeon as long as possible and save what's left of my Achilles tendons, my trashed left knee, and a body that, quite frankly, was abused in my youth far beyond what a human is actually meant to bear. In a word, I need some really extensive recovery. So, at least for the time being, the sweet spot for me is going to be in that 10 to 13 mile range, which means it's half marathon time. But to even get ready for that, I've got some work ahead of me. As you may know, it's cold and flu season, and it took me weeks to get rid of the first one that I picked up. And yes, Kevin, you aren't the only one who's noticing that the older you get, the harder it is to shake off even the commonest of illnesses. And then, a week later, every type of plant, tree, grass, and shrub began to bloom. And then, just as I was beginning to adjust to the effects of pollen in February, I got sick again. It's tough to get yourself motivated to get out the door when you physically don't feel well. And since it's been a season of sickness, not to mention shorter miles, it's made it all but impossible to lose the extra body fat that was put on during the just past wedding and holiday season. Carrying more than a few extra pounds around makes it even tougher to get enthused about getting out the door. Now, isn't it funny how we'll spend all kinds of money to have the lightest gear possible to go run, but we don't think twice about that extra 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or even more pounds of fat around your body? Then there are the chronic injuries that just don't want to go back to sleep. And that's the main reason I'm having to at least temporarily reduce my miles. Yeah, I've learned all the tricks that I needed to pull out of my hat to keep going, even when the pain would get to a level that I would become physically nauseated. Then came the point when I began to look at course maps, not to find the water stops, but to see where the medical aid stations would be situated on the course. Instead of running from water stop to water stop, I was judging my progress along the course from medical tent to medical tent. Well, now that the miles are fewer, those old injuries don't bark as loud as they did during marathon mileage, but they do add just another hindrance to looking forward to a run. Well, Kevin, it's good to hear that you've been having some nice weather, because our spring, like February, has turned into wet weather of biblical proportions. Beware the Ides of March, and make sure that you only run on high ground up here, because everything else is prone to flood. On behalf of the Northern California community, I have to say, I love the rain. We need the rain. We have been in drought conditions for close to 30 years now, and it's about time that we had some water fall from the sky. But as a runner, could I request that we not get all of the needed seasonal rain in a single month? Running in the rain isn't usually a big deal, but when it's raining horizontally, it makes it pretty tough to want to get out the door. Now, I feel like the background music for this submission should be Neil Young's Don't Let It Bring You Down, because it may sound a little bit like a downer to some. And if that's the case, then the closing section should be accompanied by Monty Python's Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, because it's pouring down rain. The wind is howling. My body is aching. I'm sneezing and sniffling. So what do? I cram my all-too-fluffy body into my Mizuno Breath Thermo tights like an overstuffed sausage and head out the door, and I run. Why? Because that's what I do. The why of it really doesn't matter. Here's hoping that no matter what gets in your way, it will never be big enough that you can't run around it. If you always keep that in mind, I'll be seeing you out here on the road.
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is David from Southeastern Mass calling in with a training update. I had a very interesting training run on this past Thursday, the beginning of March, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. So I am training for a pair of trail races, in April, one in May, and I'm trying to get out and do at least one run per week out in the woods and on trails. There aren't a lot of trails right near my house, so it's hard to make that a daily event, but I should at least once a week be able to drive to some trails and make the most of it. So I was in the middle of a work day that had meetings in the morning and meetings in the evening, and I knew I'd have time in the middle of the day for a run, so I brought my running gear with me. And so I was out in the suburbs of Boston, a town called Westwood, Massachusetts, and the place where I was going running was the Hale Reservation, which is an absolutely beautiful place in the woods. I think I'll call it 200 acres of conservation land, preservation land. There's a summer camp that's there. So there's a series of trails, and there's a couple of ponds and places for students and campers to go hiking and things like that. Anyway, I've been there before. I've gone mountain biking there with a friend who lives locally. And so I roughly knew the place, but it's certainly nothing I know like the back of my hand. I wouldn't call myself an insider. And so anyway, it was a Thursday right around midday, and it was kind of misty, gray, drizzly. And so there weren't very many other people there. So I found myself heading out on the trail, and I did the first loop, which is the Red Dot Trail, which is a loop around a lake, and it's about a 2-mile loop, and that was nice, and I kind of kept the lake right on my left-hand side, so I couldn't really get lost, because once you head out around a lake, you can always see where you're going and where you're coming from. So anyway, did that one and thought, you know what, I'd like to do a slightly bigger loop for my second loop. So I went out on the Yellow Dot Trail, and which is a kind of lollipop shape. So if you head out, go in a straight line, and then you kind of loop around to the side, honestly, you should, if you stay on the red, yellow dots, kind of get yourself right back to where the lollipop handle meets the round part of the lollipop. Well, I'm heading out for my run. I'm thinking it should have been a 3-mile loop. And I'm roughly at 2.5 to 3 miles and thinking, huh, it's been a little while since I saw a yellow dot. And the rain has picked up now. So I'm on a single track trail. There's lots of wet leaves down on the ground. There's wet rocks. And so I was focusing more on my feet than on anything else. And I get out there and I come to a junction in the trail and there's a sign. And the sign has one of those "you are here" arrows. And I'm looking at the "you are here" arrow thinking, how did I get to this point? So it's right at the edge of the town of Westwood, Mass. And Dover, Mass. And I was on the line where it switches over to the next town, which was nowhere near where I parked my car. And I'm thinking, goodness gracious. And so I'm staring at this map, standing there in the rain, thinking, okay, I really have no idea how I got here, so I should just go back the trail that I came in on. So I did that. I turned around, went back the trail I came to that junction at, and maybe 300 yards later, it popped me out onto a road. I'm thinking, that's not right. I haven't touched a road in 5 miles. How did I get to this point? And so I then had to pull out my phone because now I was really disoriented. And I'll blame a little bit on the weather because it was raining the whole time, so I was watching my feet. But the other side effect of a gray, rainy day is there was no sun. So I had no shadows, no sense of north and south, no real sense of which direction I was going. So anyway, I popped myself out on the road, pulled out my phone, which if you haven't heard it before, I love my X1 waterproof armband for my phone. Hey kiddo. And I pull out my map, figured out where I was, and said, okay, I'll go a half mile on this road and that'll get me back into the trails. Anyway, so my 5 mile run turned into a 6 mile run, and it was all in good fun. I had plenty of time. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be really lost, but it was just one of those things where I thought to myself, twice on the same run, how could I get myself so completely lost that I didn't know where I was, both when I'm looking at a sign with a "you are here" arrow, and then when I popped out on the road. Anyway, the run went fine. All is good. Spring has definitely sprung here in southern New England. The spring peepers, the tree frogs, are just squawking like mad, and the snow has all melted, and the crocuses are popping out of the ground. And I hope you all are having a great spring. Enjoy your run. Enjoy your extra mile. And this is David from Southeastern Mass signing off.
Well, hello, Kevin. This is Carlos, home at last after his travels. Just finished my 9.6 kilometer run as I walk into the Hobby Beer and Wines shop where I'm going to buy my beer making equipment. My ingredients, I should say. I have the equipment. Gavin. It's true. I've been going and buying those cans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Fairways. Okay. They quite often have them on reduced prices, but I'm missing the variety that I used to get when I bought ingredients from you, so I've gone back to basics again.
Okay.
What would you recommend as a 5-gallon recipe using malt extract and malted barley ground through your grinder, and some hop pellets and some white sugar? What quantities would I need for 5 gallons? I want to use the grain, and I want to use the packet sugar. You know that one? And the one that you pull from
the dextrose sugar.
Yes, the one that will ferment.
Yeah, dextrose, malt.
Yes, I think...
Inflated dark.
I'll probably take a couple of dark ones.
Two dark, okay.
And what color would that be? Would that be a dark amber?
It'll be more like a stout.
Yeah, I don't want to go and try and brew Guinness. I'm not really interested in copying anybody.
What about one dark and one light?
That's a good idea. Yeah, one of each.
Sure.
A bag of sugar. And the rest in terms of grain to make it up to 6%.
Okay, two of those is going to give you by themselves, that's around 4%.
Yeah, and this would make it up.
Well, you don't add all that.
No? Half of that maybe?
No. If you're going to use this, maybe, are you using a hydrometer?
Yes.
Okay. Try like about 3 cups of this to get up to about 5-6%.
Okay, anything more would probably mess up the yeast, eh?
Well, you can go higher if you want. You can go up as high as 9%.
Yeah, but I don't want it to taste like this. Doesn't taste like beer.
No. Okay, do 4 cups of this and that.
And some hops.
And some hops. And greens, you want some greens just for flavoring?
Yes.
So like a half a pound of crystal?
Crystal, yeah. That should do me. Okay. What hops, Fuggles? The German hops?
Well,
English?
Cascade is very, very good.
Cascade?
Local beers
do that. Yeah, I would imagine they would. And yeast, what do you recommend?
Dry
yeast?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what I used to buy, isn't it? Similar. I used to buy more... What are these yeasts?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah. I used to buy the... what did I used to do? I used to put a lot more grain in it than I needed to. And your partner always used to look at me thinking, do you really want a kilo of this stuff? How much would you recommend for flavor? So that's a quarter kilo. Yeah, and what causes the cloudiness? Is it the yeast or the hops? I'm always suspicious that the hops might be clouding the final product.
The hops, if you boil them up to 45 minutes for flavoring, up to. For aroma, you put them in just at the end of the boil when you turn it off, just to get the aroma from it. So if you're going to use one package, you could use 2/3 to 3/4 of the boil and the rest of it.
That's at the end. And what about temperatures? Should I be able to put my elbow in easily, right? For this, you don't want to be like a hot bath.
It should feel... When this is ready to put the yeast in, it should feel cool to the touch.
And what about the difference between the hot wort and the cold wort when it comes to the specific gravity?
It's very... The difference is very little.
It becomes denser when it cools?
Yes.
So if it's floating at 6, and it might go up to 6.5 when it cools down, is that what
Maybe,
you're saying?
Maybe, but not quite that much. It's very little.
Let's pay for this.
When you heat this up,
yes,
mix it up and heat it, don't use all 5 gallons of water.
No.
Use maybe 2 gallons. That way
and then cool it off.
Water, and you might be ready to put the yeast right away.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. Why waste electricity if you're going to only have to wait for it to cool down, right?
We'll just go with electricity bill. Electricity is expensive, no.
Yeah. You're not kidding. You're not kidding. And is there any advantage to grinding it up?
Yep, it should.
All right, let me do that now. Hang on a second. I know the grinding process is pretty noisy, right?
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. And today is Monday, March, I think it's the 7th, and another milestone in my recovery from the knee surgery in December. Today was the first day I'm off the treadmill and outside. So I'm sitting here parked at the intersection of where I, the road that I live on and the Wabash Trace Trail, which is about 4 miles out from the trailhead. That's where I park and I do my running from. So, spring has sprung, it appears, and 52 or 3 degrees this morning. So, it was time to get off the treadmill and get outside and try to get my land legs back. Because there is a definite transition from treadmill to outside running. There's no question about it. So anyway, March, I upped the miles of the run from 6 to 7. So I'm now doing 7 miles 3 days a week, which is basically all I did from April to October of last year because that knee hurt so bad. But of course, I continue to run on it, and you know, I don't know. Like I said before, I think you know, I don't know what that doctor did, but God bless him, he did a hell of a job. You know, I did the winter on the treadmill, months from the day they took the stitches out. That's when he said I could run. So I started at 5, finished out January with 5-mile runs. February, I went to 6-mile runs, and now I'm at the 7-mile runs. And my knee has never felt better. I mean, it's like the guy that drinks all the time, the drunk, and he quits drinking. And he wakes up in the morning and he goes, my God, I didn't realize you were supposed to feel like this. Well, you know, after a year of running on a bum knee, I didn't realize you were supposed to be able to run without pain in your knee. What a difference. So first outside run, 7-miler, just a little bit over an hour, 101, which is about an 840 pace, somewhere right around in there. I'll figure it out when I dump it all in the running log on the computer. But very pleased for where I'm at. And again, just checking in, letting you know how I'm doing on my training for old age, which I'm already there. Trust me, I got my Medicare card three weeks ago. So June 1st, I'm officially on Medicare, and off my retiree insurance. So I've been bombarded with phone calls. Anybody turning 64, get ready, because for 6 months you're going to have nothing but phone calls from people wanting to sell you supplemental insurance. How in the hell they know how old I am? I don't know what kind of lists they buy from who, but they know. So good luck trying to figure all that stuff out on your Medicare. But 99% of this audience is a lot younger. There's very few of us old people out here. But be it as it may, still running at almost 65. Happy to be able to do it. Happy to be able to communicate what I'm doing to people out there who may or may not really give a hoot. But anyway, been with you since the beginning, Kevin. So I'm not gonna bail ship on you now. Everybody have a great spring. Probably a lot of spring races coming up. Train for them well. Take care of yourself. If you get an ache or a pain, it doesn't go away, go see the doctor. Like your parents say, do like I tell you. Don't do like I do. Do like I tell you. Duh. So from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, I've rambled on way too long. I will check out. Check back in down the line somewhere. Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Check out. See ya. Bye.
Hi Kevin and all you extra milers, it's Jane calling from South Wales. I'm not really in South Wales at the moment, I'm in a place called Reading, and we've just completed day one of our Twickenham to Millennium Stadium Challenge. Me and Lizzie set off at 9:15 this morning, leaving Twickenham. The weather has been absolutely beautiful. We couldn't have asked for nicer weather. We did have a few hiccups along the way. We were relying on our phones as a sort of GPS navigation system. That really didn't work. By the time we got 6 miles in, the phones were dead. They were sending us the wrong ways. So we got back together with our crew and we went the old-fashioned way of just writing with a pen and paper our route, and that works really, really well. How are we feeling? Not too bad, to be honest. Really positive. Absolutely shattered now. We were actually on the road for about 9.5 hours. Of that, only 7.5 was actually running. The rest was campaigning. We done really well. I mean, I think we raised about £60 today, which is not bad. It's not bad. It was better than we expected. So all in all, really positive. Funny little points along the way. We actually got stranded in Heathrow Airport. I honestly thought at one point we were making a new film with Tom Hanks, you know, Terminal 4. But we pretty quickly got out of that. And like I say, we went back to the old-fashioned pen and paper navigation, and things worked really well. We went through a place called Windsor. I think the Queen has a castle there as well, and she lives there some of the time. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, the sun was out. There was loads of families about. And it was just fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, day one is gone and it's all good. Like I said, we're in a place called Reading. So we're resting up now. I've just had a bath. I was glad to get my trainers and socks off. I foam rolled. So I'm sat down with a cup of tea. Proper Welsh, I know, but hey, it's suiting me at the moment. And I'm going to have an early night and we'll be setting off again tomorrow. I will keep you all informed. Thank you so much for everybody, for all your messages of support. You can find Lizzie and me on our Facebook page, which is Twickenham to the Millennium Stadium. And please, please, feel free to write messages of support. Thank you very much and enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne calling in from Lexington, Kentucky. I hope you could hear my little musical intro. It's Mr. Rogers because it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. I'm 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away from the Oak Barrel Half Marathon in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It will be my seventh, and as a seven-year streaker, they are giving us a special jacket and a reception. Now, that's just as good as it gets from my favorite race. I'm staying on track. Hell is still a gravel road going down there. It's not paved. I've got my good intentions and have been having a good time with it. Still slow, but you know what? That's okay. I'm trying to think of all the different things that I had to say and tell, and it's just kind of gone. But hope all of you are having as wonderful a spring as we are here in Lexington. Bye, y'all. Keep running on.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom calling from Carrboro, North Carolina, and just giving you an update. I'm about to do some mentoring with the Fleet Feet Carrboro group. We're going to have a track workout this evening, and I've been doing that. I usually do that in the spring. Mentor for the 4 and 10 miler. There's the Tar Heel 10 miler, and that's in Chapel Hill in late April. And I've also been, I haven't called in a while, so I've just done the Myrtle Beach Half Marathon, which was a very nice race. And being that I live in a hilly area, it was nice to run a flat half marathon, and I would recommend it if anybody is near that area. And I've had some interesting training around that. Earlier this year, I did a 10-mile run where it was pure ice and used yak tracks to get around. And it was amazing how I didn't slip at all and had a really great training run. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the race. I was surprised, even though I would say that Myrtle Beach is very commercial. There were some very nice parts of the course, and I would say it was a good race. It wasn't a PR, but I did maintain a good interval of 65 seconds. Run 30 seconds walk, and ended up doing the half marathon around 2:23:30 and some change. And it was good. And what was nice, another thing that was nice about the race is they had a post-race party a few hours later at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, where they served us some pasta and they had some entertainment, and it was really fun. So that's kind of a spring update for me, and I better get ready for my working out. And we have a nice track workout. We're going to be doing 400s and some strength training. So that's something that I have to look forward to. Till later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Jane calling from South Wales. And I'm still not in South Wales, but I'm very nearly in South Wales. We're about 4 miles off the bridge that actually takes us over to the border of Wales. Yay! So I'm nearly in God's country. It's going really well. We're all tired, but it's coming to the end and things are really going great. We've done a lot of fundraising. We've just met with the police that have given us quite a large donation for the Bowel Cancer UK, so that was good. And we've had dry weather. It's quite foggy and cold today, but it's not too bad. And we're ploughing on. The highlight of this week has been an hysterical phone call to say that the dog had ate Lizzie's trainers, but I'm glad to say that Lizzie got trainers on and all's going well. So I will keep you informed when we get to the Millennium Stadium, and I hope you enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania and the host of the Seeker podcast and Runners Anonymous blog. Well, it is Thursday, March the 10th. Gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Already 70 degrees here, which is not March-like weather. But I'll take it. I will take it. I'm out for my first run post Chattanooga Marathon, which was just this last Sunday, March the 6th. So, yep, 4-day hiatus, which that in and of itself is a little odd. I usually do a short shakeout the day after a marathon, but I was a little bit too sore after this one, because Chattanooga, it's hilly. And this is somebody from South Central Pennsylvania telling you that. Somebody who lives about an hour east of the Appalachians. So, it's not flat where I live. And I thought that was hilly. I thought it was great. I like hilly courses, but it was hilly. And a little deceptively hilly. So, more on that later. But anyway, so this is a race report. So, I traveled down last weekend to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to go visit with my good buddy and fellow extra miler, Tim Cleary. Hey there, Tim. Who invited me to come on down and stay at his place and run the race with him, which I did. And it was my first trip to Chattanooga, and I was pleasantly surprised. If you don't know, Chattanooga had a kind of a rough history in the 70s and 80s. So it was, to say the least, a distressed city. But they, I think somewhere around the early 90s, decided, use the British vernacular, sod that. I've had enough of this nonsense. Time to clean our act up. And they have, in spades. So, hats off to the good people of Chattanooga for all the work they've done and are still doing, because there's still lots of construction going on
in downtown Chattanooga. So if you're looking for a place to go, put that on your list. Lots of stuff there. But anyway, I got invited for the race, so I went. And travel down was great. I had to fly from Harrisburg to Atlanta, and then it's literally a 21-minute flight from Atlanta to the Chattanooga airport, which is otherwise known as Lovell Field. And as you probably guess, anything that's named Field is probably not that big, is it? But it's got everything you need at an airport. I mean, do you need massive crowds? No. What do you need? You need a gate. You need a comfy seat. You need a place to plug in your phone and charge it. You need a restaurant to get something to eat. You need a bathroom. That's all there. What's also there, that's not at pretty much every other airport I've been to, is really, really pleasant TSA people who, when I was on my way back home, I was actually getting into a pretty pleasant conversation with me on my way through security. So, you know, you don't get that kind of hometown stuff in the larger airports. So, something to be said for that. Let's see. So this is the inaugural marathon. So I went to go see how their very first one went. And I think they did overall and did a really great job. I did a blog posting on this. So the majority of that I'll leave you to read. And I'm sure my good buddy Kevin will throw that in the show notes. And of course you'll find it at Runners Anonymous, the blog. So, race day was nice. It got up to like 63 degrees, but for the race itself, I'd say upper 40s, low 50s for most of the time. Sunny, 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 sunny. A little bit of a breeze. So down by the water, there was a little bit of a period where I kind of wish I had packed some small cotton gloves, because my hands were a little chilled. But that was only for about maybe 2-3 miles. After that, it was smooth sailing. Chattanooga takes you through everything that Chattanooga's got to offer. So, of course, you start downtown by the aquarium, which, of course, is a big attraction if you know anything about Chattanooga. Then they run you out towards Lookout Mountain and a town called St. Elmo. And you run by the incline. It'll take you to the top of Lookout Mountain, which is several thousand feet up. I don't know the elevation, but it's several thousand feet. For those of you familiar with the inclines in Pittsburgh, similar thing. Very, very similar thing. And then from there, they run you back into town and run you by the Tennessee River. So this is my second time running by the Tennessee. Had a chance to do that for the Knoxville Marathon, which is about, I think, like 120 miles upriver from Chattanooga. So you do cross the Tennessee twice. And the first time you cross, you're crossing on a, whatever the highway is there. I won't guess at it because I'm sure I'll get it wrong, but whatever the highway is there. I think it's 24, but I could be wrong. And they route you into this very nice subdivision with some local McMansions, which were pretty to look at. And then by the golf course and country club before having you run along the banks and then back over the Tennessee
on basically this wooden footbridge that, if you're familiar with the boardwalks on the Atlantic seaboard, you know, say like Jersey and so forth, very similar looking thing. Although this is actually a bridge, but the decking and stuff is very similar. So be sure to pick your feet up, because not all those decks are deck boards are even. Don't want to do a face plant on the deck and kind of deck yourself. So, but then from there, you know, you run through the college, run through some more neighborhoods before they run you back to the finish. And it's a point to point, but the start and the finish are probably maybe 7 blocks away, so not too terrible. And you finish by the football stadium for the University of Chattanooga, well, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. It's this nice kind of like brick walkway. It actually reminds me very much of the finish at the Runner's World Running Expo. Same kind of area. And once you're done, of course they had the medal, water, snack table. Coke is popular because, again, I know Coke is made in Atlanta, which is only 2 hours away, and I believe they bottle it in Chattanooga, so if you're getting a soft drink, you're getting a Coke. But, you know, welcome to the South. Then one of the things they did that I thought was really super, super nice. On your bib, you got a meal ticket. So rather than have a prepared meal for everybody, they had like 4 or 5 food trucks. And you basically just ripped off your tag, handed your tag to one of the folks at the food trucks, depending upon what you wanted, and then you got a free meal. So I got a free burger, which you could have got chicken. I got a place called Zaxby's, just chicken. Could have got nachos, you know, like some sort of Tex-Mexy thing. You could have got pizza. I think there was hot dogs. I mean, so basically, whatever you like to eat when you're done, you could have got, and you got it for free. So pretty darn cool. And then, of course, you also had a beer ticket. You can go to the outdoor bar and get yourself a small can of, I ended up, what was it, had Michelob Ultra, which comes in these tall, skinny cans. It looked like a Red Bull. So that was fine. But I really enjoyed this race. I thought it was really, really great. Would have liked to have seen more people. And I think from some of the reviews that I've seen since the race, I think that there were more fans for the half. There was only about 350 people that did the full, and I think it was 3,000 people total when you included the full, the half, and I think they had a 5K on the day before. So there it is. But a fantastic, fantastic race. Really, really enjoyed it. And they're doing it again next year, so if you're looking for something to do early March, highly, highly recommend that one. So that's all I got. I'll finish here. Take care, everybody, and you enjoy your extra mile.
So this is where the blowdown was last week. Hi there. Yep, they've left it in small pieces, so those will disappear over the next few weeks. This is Whittaker. Just coming up on
the Elephant Rock. Today I'm not sure where I'm running. I will probably loop around the bog. Hello.
Hi. She's fine. She's
just she
is? Run away, Lila.
All right.
She needs to run away.
That was one big dog. Well, this is all in a day's run. Bushwhacking on an unfamiliar side of a very familiar mountain. So I'm more than halfway down now, out of most of the danger zone, even though this stuff is pretty technical. I'm taking my time today. Yeah, this trail just snakes its way down to Blenkinsop Road. This is Blenkinsop Trail. They've done quite a good job of gentrifying this trail. It never really existed until they wanted people to explore this side of the mountain.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Jane. Well, our Twickenham to the Millennium Stadium has finally finished. We got into Cardiff on Saturday at about 12:40. So we were well ahead of where we wanted to be. We wanted to get there by before the kickoff. And the kickoff was 2 o'clock, so we made it on time. Absolutely shattered. We ran 166 miles. And I'm glad to say I did it injury free. What an amazing experience. Absolutely fantastic. We could never have done this without the generosity of the people that we met along the way. People just let us stay in their houses. People offered for us to come in and have cups of tea, cups of coffee. I mean, it really kept us going. We raised a fantastic amount of money. Before we left, we were about, I think, £200 short of 2,000. By the time the rugby game finished on the Saturday, we'd raised over £3,000. So it was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I'd like to thank everybody for their support. The Facebook messages were absolutely outstanding. It really kept us going. Big thank you to you, Kevin, for allowing me to take your time and tell you all about it and to put my post on. What can I say? It was just absolutely amazing. I just can't wait to do something like that again. It was an amazing challenge. I never thought it was possible. I think we had a plan A. By the time we finished, we was on like plan E. Because we had to swap and change things quite a lot along the way. The biggest laugh we had, well, there was quite a few, but the best was we were staying in somebody's house, and I think I mentioned this on my last submission to Kevin, but I was woken by the sobbing of the house's owner. They had a lovely German Shepherd puppy dog, and the puppy had actually got the trainer, and Odette, one of Lizzie's trainers, she was really distraught, but thank goodness Lizzie had another pair, so we could keep it going. Thank you, everybody. All our photos are online, so if you want to, you can have a look. There's some fab shots of us on the Severn Bridge, and the Severn Bridge takes us over from England back into Wales. That was really awesome. That was brilliant. But feel free to look, feel free to comment. Thank you all again. You were all amazing. And I hope you enjoy your extra mile.
Well, there you go. Some pretty good stuff from some pretty good fellow extra milers. Seems like everybody's coming back from something, huh? I'm coming back from the dead. Carlos is now back from Spain. Jane is now back from her Twickenham 6-day, 166-mile journey. God love her. JD's back from Chattanooga. Jim's back from a pretty nasty injury and some surgery. So, we're all moving forward, huh? Welcome to Joe, my new buddy from Southeast Massachusetts and fellow AFib runner. He and I have been trading emails back and forth about our AFib stuff, but neither one of us is letting it keep us from getting out the door, huh? I couldn't help but notice that Joe and David are both, or at least they seem to be, very close to each other in southeastern Massachusetts. It seems like you guys ought to get together for a meetup, maybe go for an extra mile run and record something for me, huh? What else? Oh, I know. I wanted to let you guys know. As you know, from day one of this podcast, we've had a comment, a listener hotline, a listener comment line. And that was always a free service. Allowed you to call in and leave a voicemail. And that thing would actually email me a WAV file so I could put it in the show. And the best thing about it was free. Yeah, that's right up my alley. Well, I got an email from the service about 2 weeks ago that said, I'm going to screw the date up. It's coming up. I think it's in April or May that they're going to discontinue the service. And I've always wondered how they could do that. How they could even offer the service for free, because I've had it for almost 10 years and have never paid a penny for it. So I guess now I have my answer. So I'm looking around, but worst case scenario, which isn't that bad, I may be discontinuing the comment line and asking you all just to record something from your smartphone and email it to me. The quality is better anyway than on a telephone. So I honestly don't think it's the end of the world, and I'm certainly not into finding another service that I have to pay for, so I will let you know. But how about all of you who are kind enough to send submissions, we start thinking about migrating to, you know, away from the phone anyway, and just use your smartphone, record something, and shoot it to me in an email. More on that later. Like I said, I'm on the mend. In fact, I'm maybe halfway through an episode of that other podcast, the Jeff Galloway podcast. Jeff and I had about an hour and a half conversation yesterday, not just for the podcast, but for future direction and some pretty exciting ideas that we had to go over. So I think you all are going to like the changes that we're making to that podcast, assuming it's one that you're subscribed to and are kind enough to download and listen to. So there'll be some pretty cool news shortly on that front as well. And that's pretty much all I got. Hopefully, the next episode, I'll be out huffing and puffing and running and coming back very, very slowly. And I will make sure to get my flu shot next year, which I've never done. Bad Kevin. Anyway, that's all I got. Y'all take care. Thanks again for the download the last hour and a half of your life. particular thanks to those of you who took the time to send me a submission for this episode. Till next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.